WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Upheaval for overseas employees at the U.S. Agency for International Development as the Trump administration orders them to return home. Two union groups are suing. Tom Hart, who heads Interaction, which represents non-governmental organizations, tells CBS's Face the Nation.
We have no problem with a review. We do have deep concerns with dismantling the system before you do the review.
Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
With thousands of jobs on the line, federal workers' associations filed suit asking a court to step in. They argued President Trump doesn't have the authority to shut down a congressionally approved agency. Some USAID workers say a proposed plan would dramatically reduce staffing, either temporarily or permanently. The White House has given overseas staffers only 30 days to pack up and leave their posts.
There are legal setbacks for other administration plans, including one that offers federal employees facing potential termination payouts if they resign. A U.S. district judge has paused that program until Monday. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is a significant issue, taking a look at whether Trump and Elon Musk had the power to push this buyout program and what the effect will be.
Last night, the Trump administration filed an appeal after a federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocked the president's executive order to end birthright citizenship.
It's ridiculous. We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright.
Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
We do not have a king. We have a president who must abide by the laws. And if they want to amend the Constitution, there is a process by which to do that.
Officials in Alaska are looking for a small plane carrying 10 people that went down in bad weather near Nome. White Mountain Fire Chief Jack Adams.
They're prepared to be out all night. They will search either until they find them or somebody else finds them.
Hundreds of people escaped a Pennsylvania commuter train when it burst into flames as it was making its way through a Philadelphia suburb.
It was smoking. It was just, I smelled burning smoke. The top of it was burning.
SEPTA says conductors got everyone out in the nick of time as thick smoke and flames traveled from the first car to the rest. An investigation into the cause is underway. About 10,000 grocery workers are striking King Superstores in the Denver area. Kim Cordova heads the local union.
Workers told us that the number one issue in these negotiations is the lack of staff. Workers are being asked to do the jobs of two, three, four workers.
Dow futures are up 36, NASDAQ futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brooke Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. We're looking at around 4 to 6 inches, maybe even a little more in a few spots by the time everything winds down on Saturday evening. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 20 with snow starting late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Jane Mattiner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattiner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I need to laugh. And good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Allball here in Madison, Wisconsin, along with Greg Bach.
Take two.
Start the hour over. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Allball in Madison, along with Greg Bach and Racine. It is Civic Media this morning, in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio. God, I got to put my dentures back in. There we go. Kreitlow will be back along with Up North News Radio from the Courier News Service next, well, in a few days. We'll just call it that. I'm in today, at least. I think I'll be back next week. We'll see if they keep me. But next week will be fantastic because Monday through Thursday, it's going to be Dr. Kristen Lyerly in the chair here with you Monday through Thursday along with Greg. It'll be Bach and the Doc. It'll be fantastic. And then I'm coming back to be your Valentine's Day sweetheart on a Friday edition next week. That'll be fantastic. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing quite well. It's always, always, always great to be on the radio with Mr. Todd Alba and folks listening and folks watching on the live stream. By the way, you can find us on the live stream. Go to Civic Media's YouTube or we still call it Twitter in this house, but X, you know, what do you want to call it? You can see Todd, myself, and you can see me doing this to Todd because he can't take a compliment. Todd, you're great. You're great.
All right, let's move on. It's 7 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll get into some daily headlines here. Also going to take a look. There was a forum yesterday here in Madison for the state school superintendent. I think I misspoke in hour number one. I had said that it was Jeff Wright, the Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent, along with Dr. Jill Underley, the current DPI superintendent that was at this forum yesterday. Jill Underley was a no-show yesterday. She was not there. So the two people that were there were Jeff Wright from Sauk Prairie and also the education consultant Brittany Kinzer, who is running as the conservative or the Republican in the race, along with Jeff Wright, one of two Democrats. Dr. Underley, the other Democrat, was a no-show yesterday. We'll talk about that, talk about what the candidates who did show up yesterday at the WisPolitics.com forum said, and give you a little insight on that. Also, take a couple of headlines here for you before we get to weather. Around 10,000 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development are the targets of President Donald Trump's job cuts today. Only about 300 people of essential personnel will be left after today, according to reports. A Cessna plane with 10 people on board disappeared during a flight in Alaska, according to local and state officials. The small aircraft operated by Bering Air was en route last night to Uncle Land in Nome, Alaska, both cities of Western Alaska separated by the Norton Strait Inlet. So again, another apparent air mishap in Alaska last night. Another news, a pair of U.S. lawmakers are seeking to ban government workers from using Chinese startup DeepSeek's artificial intelligence chatbot on official devices. Representatives Darren LaHood, a Republican from Illinois, and Josh Gottheimer, a New Jersey Democrat, are set to propose legislation legislation today. California utility company Southern California Edison said its equipment, quote, may be associated with, unquote, the ignition of the Hearst fire, which burned alongside the Eaton and Palisades fire during last month's firestorm in Los Angeles. A couple of headlines for you around the country and around the world today. Right now, though, it is time to take a look closer to home here in the state of Wisconsin at Wisconsin's weather. And to join us to give us all that, the wonderful, the talented meteorologist here at Civic Media, we know her, we love her, Ms. Brittany Merlot. How are you doing, Brittany? Glad to have you along.
Good morning, Todd. I'm doing fantastic. And I was going to say, Wisconsin's in those headlines now, too, with the storm headed our way. So I'm excited. Right. I'm a snow lover, but this is missing the city. So this is all good news.
Greg and I were talking first hour as well. As you well know, so many of our agricultural producers around the state of Wisconsin, it sounds weird to say in winter, but there are drought conditions and a lot of consternation and concern about getting some moisture here. So give us the lay of the land, Brittany. What can we expect with this storm system coming in tonight into tomorrow?
Well, absolutely. First, I want to talk about that snow drought. We are about 4 snowstorms shy of where we should be this time of year. So that puts a bunch of areas at about 20 inches short. That's a ton. So this storm is well welcomed. We are looking at it moving in late tonight and into the overnight hours, spreading throughout the entire state. And then, of course, we are going to see that continuing throughout the day tomorrow. So a winter storm watch has been issued. These are the areas that are going to be hit the hardest, where we're looking at 4 to 7 inches. This is going to be from Rice Lake to Eau Claire, from Wausau through Wisconsin Rapids into Green Bay, Appleton, and Manitowoc. Those are going to be the hardest hit areas. Now, winter weather advisory is also out for, you know, far north of that and south of that into areas north of La Crosse, north of the Dells, and all the way through the Northwoods. So those areas are looking at getting about 2 to 5 inches of snowfall. And then if you're south into Madison, Milwaukee, Janesville, you're looking more at about a trace to an inch from this. But it will be snowing through a good chunk of the day, so roads will still be slick and slippery no matter how much you're getting. It's going to affect us statewide. But the good news is it is going to be cooler with temperatures into those 20s for a big chunk of the state. So it's going to be a lighter, fluffier, drier type of snow versus if you get snow in towards Milwaukee, it's going to be a wetter, slushier type. So pay attention to that. Otherwise, though, we're clear for Sunday. Super Bowl, the system's well in our rearview mirror.
I like that phrase, four snowstorms short of a drought. That's often the way I'm described by people. It's how you want to talk about four snowstorms short of a drought.
And everyone else is like, what do you mean? You know, three Twix short of a candy bar.
Right, right, no. Exactly. I like that. Give us some timing, Brittany, for people that might be in an afternoon commute or trying to get to places. When do we expect most of this precipitation to start in the state of Wisconsin today?
Sure. So today, you're good. Most of the day, completely dry. Far, far northwest, this is going to start to move in around 9 o'clock tonight. It's going to spread through the Northwoods around 3 a.m., and it's going to start to move into more of our southern areas towards La Crosse and probably around 9 a.m., and that's also when it's going to ramp up. So the morning is going to be hit the hardest into the early afternoon. Then the system starts to clear on out of here, and it's gone through the entire state by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Well, that's great. So people, you know, if you don't have to work tomorrow, I mean, I know people have to work on the weekends, but if you don't have to, just, you know, get yourself some French toast or some pancakes tonight to make up and just make yourself a nice brunch in the morning and watch it snow, right? Just stay home.
Yes.
In your pajamas.
We wouldn't have a weather update without our friend Rob from Tigerton, who's sent us a message saying, good morning from Tigerton. It's clear and 4 degrees with a wind chill of 8 degrees below zero. Blew. Many roads in western Shawano County have some slippery roads from yesterday's blowing and drifting. He said it's great we are getting snow to help the area economy with winter activities and the farmers for moisture we need when they get into the growing season. And finally, he says, give our firefighters appreciation for fighting fires in these cold and windy conditions. There have been some barn fires in the Green Bay area recently.
Yeah. Yes, it's been very dry, the dry air moving in. And then, of course, the snowmobile trails are opening in Oneida County this morning. And I know that a ton of other counties are going to follow after Saturday. So winter recreation is definitely starting up. I know that I'm excited. A lot of others are, too.
Right.
But this morning it is cold, though. Keep that in mind. The wind chills.
It's looking
below an ant ago.
It's looking pretty good, though, for our friends in Hayward. Get ready for the Birkenbeiner here in a couple of weeks. I mean, if they get 6-7 inches of snow today on top of what they have a little bit already, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to get those races in without having to make a whole lot of man-made snow, correct?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it looks fantastic for them, finally.
Yeah, right?
Good fever.
Good for them. All right, Brittany, speaking of food, it is the 7th of February today, a couple of these national days. Do you know it was Bubblegum Day? Are you a bubblegum chewer, Brittany?
Not anymore, but when I was a kid, yes.
Really? Greg?
No, I'm not a bubblegum chewer.
I'm not either. I'm more of like a Tic Tac guy. If I have to, I'll pop one of those in. It's also, Greg and I are in our red today. It is National Wear Red Day on the first Friday of February, the annual campaign to raise awareness about heart disease in women. The national campaign urges women to learn their risk for heart disease and take steps to lower their risk. What increases a woman's chances of heart disease? Well, as you might expect, smoking, a sedentary lifestyle, a family history of diabetes, stress, inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's, complications during pregnancy and menopause. So make sure women should take care of themselves out there. I think it's important just to set that aside. It's not, I think too often people, I've heard from women in my life, well, you're just getting older or you had kids or whatever. No. Take care of yourself. As it turns out, women are people too.
Oh, huh. Who knew?
Right. In these days, it's good just to remind people that women are people too. And also, I'm very excited about this. Brittany, do you like fettuccine Alfredo?
Oh, yeah. I'm Italian. Love it.
Right? It is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. I didn't even know this was a thing. Have you ever made it from scratch?
No.
Have you, Greg?
No. I pay people to make it for me.
I have a recipe somewhere. I used to, my sister worked for a place called the Olive Wild Garden. River Cafe in, what did you say?
Olive Garden.
No. Wild River Cafe, a little tiny airport cafe in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, which is outside of Richland Center. But John Jenkins' wife, Cindy, were from the South, and he'd make you something. He'd say, slap a lip on that. And he taught me how to make fettuccine Alfredo from scratch. And the key is, like, literally a half a pound of butter. I mean, it's just, that's all you need, and cream. So enjoy yourself some real, not the Olive Garden, some real fettuccine Alfredo. And it's National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Do you guys still write, like, handwrite cards to people?
Yep.
I do, here and there. Not as much as I should, but, I'd like to. I like to, because it's just a nice little practice or a postcard.
Right?
Yeah.
I try to. I don't do it nearly as often as I should, but I try to write it out. Well, Brittany Merlot, you always make us feel better. Send a card to Brittany. She's our friend. Yeah. We'll expect that snow to move in overnight tonight, tomorrow. So stay put if you can tomorrow, folks. And Brittany says Super Bowl Sunday will be clear. Quick prediction, Brittany. Who do you like, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Eagles, all the way.
Boy, everyone's going Eagles. I feel like they're just turning their backs on Mr. Kelsey. All right.
All right. We appreciate it, Brittany. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Brittany Merlot with our weather. Greg Bach on the board. We'll come back and talk a little bit of school superintendent race on the other side. It is a Friday, the 7th of February, 2025, 18 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good day. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
There he is, the birthday boy, born on this day back in 1962. Yes, Garth Brooks is 62 years old today. Can you believe it? I cannot. 21 past the hour of 7 o'clock on Friday, February 7th. Todd Allball sending in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow at Up North News Radio, which will return in a few days when Pat comes back like Richard Nixon, tan, rested, and ready.
And not a crook.
That's right. But he has the hair. He has the Richard. He has the coif of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Trigvi Olsen and I are very, very jealous of Pat Kreitlow's hair. Of course, it's a toupee, but it looks great.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
It's so good. It's a three-pay. What? I'm sorry. I can't stop with the jokes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, Lordy. I love it. Well, that was very nice of Brittany Merlot to stop by.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, most of the snow is going to come in overnight. So, again, I know people that do have to work on the weekends, and for those people, allow some extra time in the morning. But it sounds like our commute home will be good. Taking a look at the 511wi.gov website, which shows you all of the road conditions across the state of Wisconsin. It looks like most places in Wisconsin are in good winter driving condition. The exception is just a little stretch around Tomahawk this morning on Highway 51. That road is partially covered in snow. And also Highway 53, just north of Chippewa Falls up to Bloomer, that also has a small stretch there of partially covered in snow as well. But the rest of Wisconsin roadways look in good winter driving condition this morning. A couple of traffic accidents around I-41 this morning in the Milwaukee-Waukesha area. There is a blocked road there due to an accident. And the interstate just north of Janesville on I-39-90, there were a semi apparently went off the side of the road. It's off the road, but you might encounter some delays in that, but no other major delays around the state of Wisconsin. As one of our callers, our listeners chimed in this morning, I believe it was Roger from WFHR, the Antigo School District is closed today, not because of weather, but because of illness. As a lot of illness going around. Thank you, Greg. Roger from Stevens Point, listening to WFHR, says Antigo schools will be closed today due to illness. The closure allows the district to conduct a comprehensive and thorough deep cleaning of all facilities. That it's not to be, that stuff is not to be taken lightly, because that norovirus and stuff, that spreads like wildfire.
And it's, I mean, I have a couple of friends who got it, and what they described was like worse than the flu. It's just, and one of my friends is still sick. She's been sick for like 3 weeks.
Really?
So it's, I promise you, I'm not going to get political. I'm going to get humanitarian on this one. Yeah. There's a lot of shifting opinions on viruses and illnesses and vaccinations and all those things, but we can't deny that these, you know, they exist. Norovirus exists. Do what you can. Clean, stay safe, do what you can, and be good to other people about it, because, like, I just don't want to hear you like, well, you don't know nothing about norovirus. I'm like, I don't. I'm not a doctor. Right. But if a doctor says, wipe things down and, you know, I'm going to do it. Just do it. Please.
Right. If your bodily functions are doing certain things, it's real.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not made up. And the other thing that always ticks me off this time of year is people who want to power through it. Oh, I'll go into work. I'll go to that church service. I'll go to that community event. I'll just get through it. You know what? If you're sick like that, especially with a norovirus, a flu, please stay home because nobody else wants it. And I get there are certain people who have not so great employers who basically force you to come in, and it's like, I can't not make my rent money. At least wear a mask and use a lot of hand sanitation and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you work in a good place, they're going to appreciate you not coming in and getting people sick. And that's the other thing too, is just stay home and rest. Don't try to call into a meeting. Don't try. Just give yourself some time. Lay your head down, get some sleep, because that's what your body's telling you anyways, because this is how, I don't know about Utah, but for me, when I get something like the flu, I get it bad, and that's my body's way of saying, hey, remember how you didn't take care of yourself the rest of the year? Well, now you have no choice, and it's not going to feel good either. You're going to be miserable. So just take care of yourself. And I want to go back to something you were saying about the road conditions. 511.gov, great website. Also, fantastic app. It's available on an app. You can put it on your phone.
I didn't know that.
And you can all the great tools you see on the website are right there on the app. You can see cameras on the road. Mm-hmm. You can see the signs that are hanging over. They'll say things like, you know, 20 minutes to downtown, or if they have special, if there's an amber or silver alert, or, you know, exits closed because of an accident. You can see all those things on the app as well. So get 511.gov on your phone.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I did not know what came in. There's an app for everything these days, right?
I know. It's you know, they should use that for a commercial or something, I think.
there's no off on the genius switch of Greg Bach right there.
It's like we're a genius bar or something. I don't know. It's like weird.
That's exactly what it is. All right, so the bottom line is don't if you can stay home if you're not feeling well, because this stuff is just it's bad. So yeah, I'm like you, Greg. I knock on my hollow head wood, I don't get sick that often, but yes, when I do, it's usually not great.
So just take some time,
take time for you,
get your vaccination. And rest when you can, and call in sick when you need to. That's advice from doctors Todd and Greg. We're not doctors.
But we like to play one on the radio. So here's the headline. We're going to come back and talk about this after the break. Some local news, weather, and sports here. We're going to come back and talk about this. Story of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning. You can also find it on wispolitics.com. State superintendent skips forum while her challengers take questions on vouchers and more. So there was a forum here in Madison yesterday, sponsored by wispolitics.com. Great website, great folks there. And the two candidates in the state superintendent race took questions on school funding, vouchers, and teacher shortage solutions at what's believed to be the only forum featuring multiple candidates ahead of the February 18th primary. Think about that. That's the only one, only forum we're going to have before the February 18th primary. Missing from yesterday's event, current superintendent, Dr. Jill Underle, who is seeking re-election. The top two candidates advanced to the April 1st election. Early voting for the primary began this week. We're going to come back and talk about that. Who was there? It was Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. We'll tell you what they had to say. And if you want to call in, Greg and I are always happy to chit-chat, whether it's about this or weather or recipes. Mm-mm. Come on back. It is Civic Media This Morning, Bach and Allbaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't belong to them.
Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Headlines about tariffs and trade wars continue to cause some volatility in today's marketplace, even though the situation is still fluid. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. And when it comes to how consumers are impacted by potential tariffs and potential trade wars, all we can do is speculate. At this week's Potato and Vegetable Growers Conference in Stevens Point, I caught up with Blair Richardson. He leads Potatoes USA. That's the group that builds potato demand both here at home and overseas. I asked Blair what a tariff on Canada would do to prices for potatoes or potato products.
A tariff on potatoes or frozen fries, for example, we import a lot of our frozen potato products from Canada and Europe. If there's a 25% tariff on that, prices will go up by 25 or 30% to cover the cost of those tariffs.
Well, if we think here in Wisconsin, McCain Foods is one of the largest frozen potato processors, and they're based out of Canada.
That's correct. So, of course, they wouldn't have to pay those tariffs on the potatoes they're processing here in the United States. It'd only be the ones they bring in from Canada.
Blair Richardson shedding what light he can on the tariff situation. He's the president and CEO of Potatoes USA. We'll talk more farm news next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This week in agribusiness news, Wisconsin has awarded the second round of grants to complete the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. $100 million is going to 55 projects statewide to upgrade local roads that transport agricultural products. You can see if it's a project near you by looking at the list of recipients. You can find that at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other news, we've got just under a month remaining until the renowned United States Championship Cheese Contest. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is excited to welcome dairy businesses from 31 states who submitted more than 2,400 entries. We've got the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. We're looking at around 4 to 6 inches, maybe even a little more in a few spots by the time everything winds down on Saturday evening. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 20 with snow starting late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Greg Bach. We are filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, who will return in a matter of days after Pat enjoys some fresh fish, a little sea salt, little wind in his hair, his coif of hair, his news anchor hair blowing in the wind. Glad to have you along with us. The answers, my friend, are blowing in the wind. The answers are blowing in the wind. 35 past the hour of 7 o'clock. What do you dial up there on the old music scene, Greg?
That is Merle Haggard, the fighting side of me. I was looking up songs about debating, and that they were all not fighting songs, but I guess, you know, there's not a lot of pop songs dedicated to the thousands-year-old art of political debate.
Imagine that. Songwriter said, let's write us a song about debating. Next.
How about fighting? Good enough. Right.
We'll take that. No, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Glad to have you along. It is a chilly morning across the state of Wisconsin, anywhere from zero up in Superior to a balmy 14 degrees in Racine, where Greg is at this morning. Otherwise, temperature is in the single digits to low teens across much of the state. Going to warm up a little bit today. And then Brittany Merlot says, expect a major storm to come in for much of Wisconsin overnight tonight. Several places like Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley, could see 7-8 inches of snow, lesser amounts north and south of that line, kind of along Highway 29. Here in the southern part of the state, or south central in Madison, where I'm at, just a dusty, maybe an inch or so. Wisconsin Dells, kind of the cutoff line to the south in terms of where the heaviest snows may fall. Brittany says most of that snow will fall overnight and then into Saturday, but will be done and over by Super Bowl Sunday. So if you have plans to be on the road, most of our roadways should be cleared this morning. Most of Wisconsin roadways right now in good winter driving condition. No major accidents are being reported. And as Greg reminds us, you can see all of that not only online, but on the app as well for 511 W. I.gov. 36 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Want to get back to this story we started before the break there. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And there was a debate, or they were calling it a forum, not really a debate. It was a forum that was sponsored by WisPolitics.com here in Madison for the state school superintendent race. Yes, there is an election coming up on February 18th. Early voting has started in person across the state of Wisconsin for this February 18th primary. Check your local listings, as they say, because there may be primaries for local school board races or county supervisor races, city council races, and the like in your particular community or neighborhood. But the big one across the state of Wisconsin is for this state school superintendent race on February 18th. So it's believed to be the only forum featuring multiple candidates ahead of that primary. Missing from yesterday's event, current superintendent Jill Underley, who is seeking re-election. The top two candidates advanced to the April 1st election. The Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright was one of the candidates. He along with Dr. Underley are the two Democrats running for the position. And then education consultant Brittany Kinzer, calling herself a moderate, but is being backed by Republicans, was there as well. Here are the nine takeaways, or at least a couple of them, of the nine. according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who had reporters there yesterday covering it with Wright and Kinzer there. WisPolitics President Jeff Mayers said he provided two dates to the campaigns. Kinzer and Wright, quote unquote, responded right away and chose February 6th. Underly said she had a conflict. Mayers said WisPolitics asked for alternative dates, but her campaign did not provide them. Underly's campaign said she was unavailable to attend because of a University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents meeting. The DPI superintendent, by virtue of their position, serves as a regent. Underly missed at least part of the board's education committee meeting that began at 10:30 a.m. because she held a 10:30 a.m. press conference here in Madison to discuss Head Start programs that have been unable to access funding under a freeze by President Donald Trump. The state's Head Start programs provide free child care for low-income families and are housed under the Department of Children and Families, not the DPI. WisPolitics Forum took place from noon until 1 yesterday, overlapping with the board's scheduled lunch break. Underly's campaign offered no clarity as to why Underly missed at least part of a board meeting, but could not skip the board's lunch break. Her campaign referred questions about her schedule to the Department of Public Instruction. The DPI said Underly participated in the press conference because it's important to share the local efforts of federal government decisions. A spokesperson said the lunch break allowed the board to eat before continuing the meeting. So, again, seems odd. Seems a little odd to me, and I'll stand corrected, but I believe this is not the first Board of Regents meeting that Underly has missed or missed in part. And again, I know Jeff Mayers pretty well from back in the time when I worked in politics and he was covering. A very fair guy, very even-keeled guy, and disappointed that Dr. Underly could not find a date to make this forum work, because I think it's important to Wisconsin voters to hear candidates. I don't care what position it's for, to hear candidates in a way where all of them can be together and answer the same question. Back to this story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, do public schools need more money? That was one of the questions. Yes, according to Jeff Wright, the other Democrat in the race, he said, pointing to the increasing number of school districts going to referendum to pay for schools and to stay open. He said the amount schools receive for special education students must increase, but he said schools don't need $4 billion from the state surplus, as Underly has called for in her budget request. Kinzer also said she supports increasing the special education reimbursement rate, as well as more money for rural schools' transportation needs. She called for more budget transparency to ensure money goes to classrooms and not the bureaucracy. Another question that came up at this education forum yesterday for a state school superintendent, they were asked for solutions to a teacher shortage. I know that's something that Pat has talked about before on Up North News Radio, had a lot of people from the Wisconsin Public Education Network here on this program or on the Up North News Radio talking about this. I come from a family of educators and can tell you firsthand that, you know, I think particularly after Act 10 and what the Walker administration did, a lot of folks are saying, why do I want to go into public education when we're just beat up all the time? Yeah. And, you know, our benefits are continuing to be cut. So at the forum yesterday, it was asked for solutions to this teacher shortage. The state's teacher workforce is in trouble, it says. Enrollment in educator participation programs is below 2008-2009 levels. Post-pandemic teacher turnover rates are the highest the state has seen in 15 years. And one in three Wisconsin teachers are estimated to leave the profession after just 3 years. Asked for solutions to these problems, Wright suggested, Wright suggested improving pathways for mid-career changers and making sure teachers have a voice in how their schools are run. Kinzer pointed to the licensure process. She said it took her a year to get through the quote-unquote bureaucracy and said she'd heard from others who had also struggled. Kinzer's administrator license expired last summer, a lapse her challengers suggest make her unqualified for the job. The position does not require the office holder to have an active educator's license. In a press conference after Thursday's events, Kinzer said she had 25 years of an educational experience, and questions about her lack of license was a quote-unquote distraction. Now, I find that interesting because, you know, Jeff Wright seems to have no problem keeping his license up, and he's been on our program.
Yeah.
And one of the things that impresses me about Wright is, even though he's a Democrat, and he ran for state assembly as a Democrat and lost in, a primary race before, maybe it was a general election, I'm not sure, he was running in a more Republican district, but he has a history of running and a record as a Democrat. But he represents, for those listening around the state that don't know where the Sauk Prairie School District is, it's just south of Wisconsin Dells. It's a kind of a more rural-ish part of Wisconsin. But the interesting thing is, there are both Republicans and Democrats in that district. He's had to work with both sides to make their district run and run very well. There's a lot of Latino migration into that part of the state as well. So he's dealt with changing enrollments there of who's going to school and working with a variety of different people. So I was impressed with the guy. I'm not sure if you've heard much about him, Greg, but I just like the way that even though he's proud to be a Democrat, he's able to work and with both sides to make his district work.
Well, I mean, Pat had him on the show earlier this week, I believe. Yes, earlier this week, as well as Dr. Underly as well. And I like listening to him speak. I think he's got a lot of great ideas, and I think, you know, that's one of those positions, in my opinion, superintendent, that has to look beyond the party lines. It has to be like, this is about the teachers, this is about the kids, this is about what's good for them, and that's improving the education as best as possible, but also improving the conditions for the teachers. Because as you just said, why would anyone want to be... I personally think a person who wants to become a teacher in this country should be... is next level to me. But especially in this state where they specifically targeted the teachers with not only legislation, but with just bitter vitriol towards them. A person who wants to become a teacher in this state should be lauded for just, I would say, a hero in a sense, because they want to take on all of this stuff while wanting to improve the lives of children. That's important. And I think it's unfortunate that Dr. Underly couldn't be there. I think it's odd that, you know, I get it. She's very, very busy. She's got a very important job and she's doing a lot. But to not get back with alternate dates,
to not
respond. And someone, and you and I have both worked in campaigning, when you're trying to put together events and there's somebody who's like, they're like, we'll see what happens. And you never hear from them again. You're like, well, I can't force you to be here, but it doesn't look good when you're not.
No, I totally agree. And Dr. Underly has been on our show as well before. But it's when there's only going to be one forum, and this is a major race.
Yeah.
I just think I don't care that somebody, you know, back when I worked in politics, whether it was from my party or my kid, I just think it's incumbent upon those. I've been a candidate myself for assembly twice. You make time.
Yes.
You just make time. Yes. For public appearances, because you're answering to the voter. How can we expect people, what we, you know, you and I and Jane and Pat, we all preach to people, you know, be an informed voter.
Yeah.
I also think that candidates have a responsibility to be a part of that, informing the voter.
Yeah. And when you see a candidate saying, you know, I was supposed to be here, I'm going to make rearrangements on my schedule, that's to me saying I'm making time for the people. And that's an important message to get out there. And when you're running on a campaign of saying I'm going to ask for $4 billion, which doesn't sit right with a lot of people,
it's
both
ridiculous.
Sides, and you got the guy saying we don't need to do, the guy in your party saying we don't need to do $4 billion. That's, you're not there to defend yourself. That's also not good.
It's just again, you know, and I'm independent, as most people know, on our regular program, but, you know, I think it's a frustration of mine that Democrats too often just throw money at something without explaining why, or doing a blameless autopsy, as they say, and say, well, you know what, this is something that can be tweaked here. here's other things that truly matter, and here's the money we actually need. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a more realistic approach to take to it. So, disappointed in Dr. Underley that she couldn't make time for that, but very impressed with Jeff Wright there as well. I think here's the other, we have 2 minutes left here, Greg? One minute? All right, so very quickly, the candidates who did show up yesterday differed greatly on the repeal of Act 10. Kinzer said the law should not be repealed, where Jeff Wright yesterday said that it clearly should be.
Shocking. And again,
I know, shocking, what? I know. And again, we're this Kinzer, she wants to paint herself as a moderate, but no. I think Act 10 is just fine. That tells you everything you need to know right there, right? We buried the headline. That's what we did, that I did.
It's that old meme of Cary Grant, get out.
right, exactly. All right, well, we're going to come back. We got 10 minutes yet before we have to get out, and we will take a little bit. Well, Greg and I will talk about Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
Do you have them? Do you cook for them, or do you just cater in and call Uber Eats or something? Come on back. It's 7:49 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's 4 presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. It is 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this Friday, February 7th. Greg Bach and Racine, Todd Alba in Madison. We are filling in for vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, and happy to give him some time off. Greg dialing up some Beatles, because on this date in 1964, February 7th, thousands of screaming Beatle fans greeted the Beatles when their plane lands in New York City. The scenes instantly become iconic images of Beatlemania landing on the shores of America on this date in 1964. How about that,
Greg? I'm a huge Beatles fan.
Yeah.
And I really love watching all, like, there's a great documentary from Ron Howard about them on the road. There was one that just came out, I think, this year about that, like, that year, 64, or maybe, oh no, 63, before they got here. But, mm-hmm. like, I'll watch a Beatles documentary as long as it's authorized, because there's nothing worse, Todd, than turning on a documentary, and not only is it, like, not Beatle music, but like close to that they won't get sued. But also right. They're like, we talked to John Lennon's roommate's former landlord's second cousin, and they had some thoughts about Beatlemania.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
And they just play on the Beatles' name.
Yeah, exactly. You
could have got as much information from a family reunion on the Beatles. As
exactly, right.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. It is a beautiful morning for the most part around the state of Wisconsin, ahead of a little, maybe more than a little snowstorm, according to Brittany Merlot, our fantastic meteorologist. Right now, temperatures around the state still sitting at zero. Can't get off the schneid up there in Superior, Wisconsin, still at zero. Looks like Ashland has warmed up a little bit to a 9 degrees right now. It is also fallen down to zero in Hayward this morning. Looks like 1 degree above zero in Eau Claire right now. It is up to 12 degrees above zero in La Crosse. Over in Wausau, it is 7. Green Bay is at 9. Here in Madison, we've warmed up a bit, matching Greg Bach's heat at 16 degrees above zero. We are the same as Racine and Kenosha right now. Looks like 14 degrees at Milwaukee right now. So there you go. That is the weather forecast. Quickly, Greg, any Super Bowl plans for you this weekend?
I don't have any, but everyone's been talking about this week. I kind of want to like crash a Super Bowl party. I don't have a dog in the race. I was saying yesterday on the show on Matt and Aaron Air Monday through Fridays 10 a.m. to noon on the Pacific Media Radio Network. I was saying to a friend that like I'm seeing a lot of people rooting for the Eagles, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna root for Kansas City because I love Travis Kelce and I love Taylor Swift, and I got friends who are Kansas City fans, so I'm rooting for them. So I just want to sit around, laugh a lot, and eat terrible food and make fun of whatever, and just have a good time. What about you?
Yeah, much. I don't have any big plans, but I kind of like you. I think it's because those Eagles fans were so, well, not all of them, but a couple of them were just so terrible to some of our Packer fans during the playoffs this year. I'm salty at the Eagles, and they're just kind of cocky, and I'm not for them. I kind of would like to see history being made, the first three-peat in the NFL for the Super Bowl, so that would be fun. And yes, I'm like you, a Swiftie and Kelce fan as well. Yeah. So, and I guess the serious part of it, I just think that Andy Reid is just such an incredible coach. And you looked at some of those plays he dialed up against the Bills in the AFC Championship game. I think that Saquon Barkley, for the great running back for Philadelphia, if he could be contained by the defense, then I think that the coaching is going to come through, and Mahomes as a quarterback will ultimately win out. I think it'll be close, though, by like a field goal. Mm-hmm. But the key is that the Chiefs have to shut down Saquon Barkley.
Well, and that was what Paul Noonan was saying yesterday on the show as well. We have Paul Noonan or J.R. Radcliffe, great sports writers here in Wisconsin, on our show. And he said that that it's going to be a showing of defense. And I said, you know, while people aren't excited about the two teams because this is just sort of like, oh, cool, the popular kids are back.
Right.
A show of defense means that we might have a low-scoring game, which means we'll have good plays being run in defense. And so that's more exciting than, and that makes it, and that makes me want to watch it, actually, instead of saying like, oh, this team happened to irk its way through against the Giants, not the actual Giants, but like, you know, it's going to be a blowout. Who wants to watch that? But if it's going to be really good football playing, then yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. Quick comment here on a previous story talking about the state school superintendent race. One of our listeners, Scott, listening in Madison, says, Todd can talk, quote, sounds like actual Democratic strategy. We're going to end up with the two Democrats running against each other in the end, unquote. I don't know, Scott. We'll see. I know Republicans, particularly Robin Voss, have been putting a lot of money into the Republican candidate there. I would not be surprised to see her get through as one of the people, but we'll see.
If it's both Democrats, I mean, I think the way that Jeff Wright's been running, it's going to be interesting to see that, though, because he's not, this doesn't look like a get two Democrats through and let the incumbent win. This seems like Jeff's got some ideas he really thinks are important. And
the interesting part is the teachers union, WEAC, has endorsed Jeff Wright. And so, you know, it's not a sure thing that underlings, and she's had some, there is some consternation there in the Democratic Party. She's been kind of at odds with Governor Evers as well. So we will see how that comes out. I'm picking the Chiefs. How about you, Greg?
I'm picking like you, I'm going to pick the Chiefs, and I think it's going to be a field goal or maybe just a touchdown. It's going to be very down to the wire.
Coming up on Matt Nair on Air today.
Oh, we got Dan Schaefer coming through, as always, ready to recombobulate with us, because he's always our 11 o'clock guest recombobulating. Let me just take a really quick look-see as well. I should have this in front of me. Also have, that's the wrong day. I'm sorry. I'm very professional. Randy Manor, who is a retired general from the Army, and talking about Trump 2.0. Yeah. All of the things going into it. What should we expect from him? But yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I will see you at noon on Civic Media. Stay tuned for Earl Ingram across much of Civic Media today. Thank you, Greg, for making the show run. We really appreciate you. Pat's back next week. Dr. Wiley on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees, and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, a new read on the economy. The government has just released the January jobs report. Employers added 143,000 positions last month after an increase of 256,000 in December. It's quite a slowdown, and economists had expected it. Gains came in healthcare, retail, and social assistance. Unemployment was down to 4.4% even from 4.1%. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Overall, most economists are looking at the labor market and saying it's become more balanced. As the economy reopened after COVID, we did have a real shift in the labor market where workers were in big demand. Now things have balanced out some. Depending on the industry, it looks like workers and their